A new lifestyle.
Do you not know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness? Romans 6:16.
All my life, until 4 years ago, I lived a lifestyle of obeying the lies of the father of lies, moment by moment, 100 times a day. When a thought came to mind, I accepted and believed that thought and reacted to it in a sinful way. But do you know what happens if you continually obey certain thoughts? You become a slave to those thoughts. They start ruling your life. I found out there are 3 big thoughts I accepted regularly. I am not loved. I am not good enough. I have no purpose. 4 years ago, God asked me to change my lifestyle. Instead of accepting, believing, and reacting to these negative thoughts, God asked me to surrender them to Him, moment by moment, whenever they entered my mind. He asked me to become a slave to His obedience. By doing this, I would open my heart to receive God's truth, God's love, God's revelation. Today, when I feel I'm not loved, I offer this belief to God in obedience. I found out that God has infinite different ways of telling me that He loves me, but it requires this kind of obedience to receive His love. What a difference it makes in my life. I bless you with a desire to change your lifestyle too. I bless you to offer your negative thoughts to God instead of accepting, believing, and reacting to them.
But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. Romans 6:22.
I bless you.